This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and I'm so glad you guys decided to join with me again today in this amazing day. You know, we know it's amazing because we know God made it, correct? But here's the catch I want you to really pay attention to before we get started today, is not only is it great because God made it, okay? So for God, it's going to be great because He made it for Himself and for us. But like, if you make something, it can be great for you. Remember the story of Pinocchio? How Geppetto, you know, he loved Pinocchio because he created him. But yet, the idea of creating your own thing, you're going to find the joy out of it. You know, Genesis says that God, you know, created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And we keep on reading, but we see where on every single day that God created, it turned out to be good. Like He said, it is good. So here's the thing I want you to grab a hold today, is to today is good because you choose to be able to dive into the goodness of what God said about the day, and it can become good to you. Are you with me? So a lot of times we say today is horrible. Oh man, today just sucks. And you're once about to say, well, hold on a minute. That's because you are creating a day to suck. You're creating a day to just be horrible. You're not allowing yourself to enjoy and bask in the goodness of a day that has been created for you. And then on top of that, add the joy and the gladness and the goodness that you want to be able to impart today as well. Because you are going to create your day. And yet God looks at Himself and He says, okay, here's the thing. My day is good because I made it. So I made it for me. Like Geppetto made Pinocchio and says, hey, you know what? This is my boy here, you know? And had fun with him. And so His own creation brought Him joy. So God's own creation brings Him joy. But yet we have to begin to create with God on this day through our actions, our attitude, our personality, through knowing how to be able to take criticism or corrective criticism or even just mean plain ugliness, you know, but through that we have to begin to make a decision. And today I want to first of all challenge you, make a decision, choose today the goodness that you want to bring forth in today. The day is going to be all left up to you. No one can ruin your day. Let me just say this real quick. No one can ruin your day. No one can, except you. No matter how many times somebody comes to you and chews you out or cusses you out or says what a bad day they're having and you're around their negative energy, it doesn't matter. You know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words cannot ever hurt me unless I allow them to hurt me. So the door of opportunity is open up to you. The door of blessings and gladness and goodness is all left up to you. You can decide what kind of day you want to have today. I choose today to be glad. I choose today to be joyful in all things. So I want you to sort of remember that today as we get into our teaching today. So I want to talk to you guys for a couple of minutes about complaining has no gain. So complain has no gain. Okay? Complain has no gain. Now, let me explain to you what I mean by that. If you think about everything in the universe being energy, everything being frequency, because everything has a frequency too, and everything vibrates, so there's vibrational things all around us, and we are vibrational beings as well. So we take it from a scientific, maybe metaphysical point of view, and we see that from a biblical point of view. You are the light of the world. You're the light that cannot be shaken, set upon a hill. You know, you're the one that, you know, the path of the righteous gets brighter and brighter. Why would it get brighter and brighter? Because light inhabits light. In other words, light gets into darkness to create a more pleasant atmosphere by exposing the darkness, by bringing forth the light. Okay? And so even within the light, you know, we're the light of the world, so the lightness of who we are is actually going to begin to bring forth, you know, illumination within the light. So in other words, like attracts like. So light attracts light. Are you with me? So the path of the righteous gets brighter and brighter. My day, my life is going to get brighter and brighter. I choose to believe it shall become brighter and brighter because I am the light. And I'm emerging and meshing with the light, because the Bible says, the path of the righteous gets brighter and brighter. So I choose to believe the promise. I choose to inhabit this day. I choose to not complain, because I am the light, and I'm going to mesh with the brightness of what the day brings forth to me anyway, because I'm living before the Lord. So think of it from that standpoint of view. Therefore, you have to understand that if I began to impart into the brightness of today by complaining, when I complain, when I bring forth negativity and I begin to just, you know, underneath my breath, I mumble, you know, I talk about bad things, then that complaint, that complaining gives me no gain. It causes me to not gain any ground whatsoever. Let me give you another great example. Or another great principle for, you know, for lack of better words, you guys can run with. You know, complaining actually causes you to remain. Complain brings forth remaining. So in other words, if you complain, you remain. Okay? If you complain, you remain. Remember that. So if you complain, you remain. If you complain, you don't gain. I'll say it again. If you complain, you don't gain. If you complain, you don't go forward. If you complain, you don't move on. You see what I'm saying? If you complain, you remain. If you complain, you do not gain. So here's what happens. When you begin to complain, what you're doing is you're stifling positive energy to become negative. In other words, you're causing the flow of your personality, your joy, your abundance, your blessings, your energy, your anointing, whatever it is you want to call it, you are causing it to be stifled and not go forward. So literally complaining brings forth a stifleness. It brings forth a place where you are complacent. It brings forth a place where you decide to stay still. You don't flow like energy, you stay still. So complaining never gets you any gaining at all. Okay? You'll never gain ground by complaining. Look at the children of Israel. In the Bible, there's a story about the children of Israel. And basically, God set them free from the oppression of the Egyptians and Moses and Pharaoh. And so through that, God wanted to bring them to a land that flows with milk and honey. So in other words, hey, here's a free land. Man, you can have fun. You can be entrepreneurs. You can, you know, grow your gardens. You can, you know, build your family, create your family. You can have fun. I mean, I want to give you a land that you can obtain. Isn't it interesting to me that all through the Bible we read about that type of grace of God wanting to us to have land, you know, and think of it this way. You look at Adam, who had land, you know, the Garden of Eden, and he tilled the ground, and God gave him the land to dominate over the animals and basically have a good life, have fun, know your authority, and gain ground. You know, hey, you create what you want out of today, because you know what? Here's your land. And so if you notice, God's always given us a territory. There's always been a territory, a land in which we would build on, tear down, you know, reconstruct, you know, speak into that atmosphere of what it is we want. Think positive, you know, thoughts becoming things, whatever it is you want to call it. The truth is, we've always been given ground. Always. And yet man as a whole has always ruined, you know, that promise, has always ruined that amazing blessing to begin to really pour into the fact of, you know what, I don't want to go any further. And if you look at the children of Israel, guess what? They didn't enter in the promised land. Even the two spies, God actually calls two people to become spies to spy out the land. And they came back, and when they reported back to Moses, reported back to the children of Israel, and basically said, man, there are giants in the land, and I'm not getting near that place. Like they would overtake us. There's no way. And so even your land will hold a challenge for you. Think about that. Even your land that God has given you. And I love the fact that God has done this to so many people in the Bible, and we recognize the fact that God is saying, look, I want to bless you with good things. I want to give you a foundation. Now, here's what is funny to me, is when he says, I'm going to give you a land flowing with milk and honey. You know, Adam, you know, inhabited the Garden of Eden. Notice how this is a foundation. It never really said a lot about actually what it detailed, what was in it, because foundational pieces are things that we've been given to build on, and it's up to us on what we want to build. And we begin to move into a place where we have the wisdom of God to say, what is it today I want to create? What is it today I want to build? What is it today I want to reconstruct, or just construct, for lack of better words? You know, what is it? And you begin to use the imagination, the power. Why? Because, yes, like attracts like. And yes, you'll begin to have more of the thing in which you're thinking. And God was actually allowing them to play it out in real life. And that is, hey, here's your land, here's your foundation. Have fun with it. You create, you draw into your world, you begin to do what it is you know I want you to do. And they could do it. Because nothing is impossible for those who have that kind of mindset. But unfortunately, you know, the spies came back and said, I am not going near there. There's giants in the land. So in other words, you will have a place of challenge. You know, sometimes we look and we say, well, God's going to give me this new job, or hey, there's a new job coming for me, or this is happening, or that's happening. You know, and we never stop to realize that we expect everything to be perfect, do we not? Here's what I'm saying to you. We expect everything to be already grown, already set in motion for us, and all we have to do is just step right on in and just, here it is, and I don't have to move anything, move an arm, I can sit back, relax, not do anything. But if you notice, that's not true. According to everything in this universe, everything grows, everything expands, everything has its challenges. We can look and say, is the universe on my side? You know, absolutely it's on your side, you know? We know that, you know, thoughts become things, everything's vibrational, and you begin to think according to the pattern of God of what it is you want to attract into your world from, you know, creation, universe, you know, whatever, of what God has established into motion vibrationally for us. We can definitely see that, correct? And we understand that type of concept now, but yet we don't realize that if I was to put you out in the universe, you won't even live. There's no oxygen, there's no gravity. I mean, so is it chaotic? Sure it is. There's order within the chaos, absolutely. But you would die in a heartbeat. You couldn't survive. Because the universe is it can be a scary thing. Because it doesn't have anything that we need that we could live and survive from. We don't have gravity, doesn't have oxygen, you know, it doesn't have really the light. I mean, there's total pitch darkness, you know, out in the universe. And so you have to understand that the universe will work for you because it's vibrational, because it goes on the commands of how you think, because everything is vibrational. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's scripture. And so that's the greatness and the goodness of God upon us, is you think and your life will be constructed by how you think. So will you be given a land of a new job or a family or whatever without any challenges, without anything to maybe deconstruct and then you know, reconstruct it? You know what? You'll never will be. You'll always be given something that's full of challenge, as full of, you know, forcing yourself to awaken into the thing, forcing yourself to be creative, forcing yourself sometimes to tear down things before you can build them up. And that's very relevant with Jeremiah. Jeremiah, in the book of Jeremiah, actually in the first chapter, you know, he was a prophet, and one of the things that he said was, and God said about him, was he would tear down, he would destroy, but then he would build up. And the key thing is here, it's synonymous with all the stories I've been telling you from the other parts of the Bible. And that is, when you've been given territory, you know, it's yours, but there will be a challenge with it. Everything new in this universe that is brought into your life, into your path, has a challenge to it. Everything. Nothing will allow you to remain the same. Listen to me closely. Nothing will allow you to remain the same. Okay? And so guess what? You continue to complain, then guess what? You won't be able to sustain. You complain, you won't sustain. You don't complain, then guess what? You can not just remain, but you can build on top of that, and you can build the territory, the ground, you can build the walls, you can build the roof, you can build all the creative things you need to build. And so you have to look at your life and realize if it's worth it. You know, if I complain about my life, what happens? Well, first of all, you stifle your energy. You're not going to be able to go forward. You won't progress. You won't grow. Because the children of Israel, guess what? They complained. That's the main point I was getting to, is the spies went in, came back, they complained. There's giants in the land. We're not taking it. And all of a sudden, you know, you think to yourself, the children of Israel looks at this, and they continue to complain. We're in the wilderness. We're in the desert. Let's just build a golden calf to worship, you know. Let's build some idols to worship and just settle down. Obviously, the God of Israel has given up on us, or he's mad at us, or whatever. But hey, you know, who cares? We're going to do our own thing. And so they begin to create without co-creating with God. And you are a creator and a co-creator. And you have to understand that. You are a creator and a co-creator. And people say, oh, God, don't tell me I'm a creator. That's scary. No, that's only God's a creator. No, you're a creator too. You create the idea you're going to get on the phone and call somebody. See, you create the idea of what it is you're going to make for dinner tonight. You create the atmosphere in which you're going to, it's going to be conducive for you as far as your home, your job, your car. You create these things. And you also are co-creating with moving through the mind of God to be able to say, what is it, God, that we can create today and build together? Because I know you've willed me to build. You've willed it for me to be able to think in you and begin to create a world that is, that I can inhabit, that will begin to be a one of integrity and excellence, bring me abundance and prosperity and all the things that I need in this world. Because this world was created for us. And so you have to look at that and realize that if I complain, nothing's going to be done. I stifle all my energy. I stifle everything from going forward, and I will not be able to survive. Because complaining causes you to stay in the desert like the children of Israel. It causes you to stay where it is, stay put and remain. Remember, if you complain, you remain. If you don't complain, you gain. Okay? Because if you complain, you don't gain. And I want you to remember that today. So every time you've been faced with a challenge today, and maybe the rest of your day might be faced with a challenge or an obstacle or something, you just say to yourself, you know what? I'm not going to complain about it. If I complain, I'm going to remain in the situation. Because complaining is nothing more than energy being directed towards the situation to make it bigger and to empower it. So you have to realize that. Your negativity causes that situation that you claim you hate to grow. So what you're really telling me is obviously you enjoy it. Obviously you enjoy it because if you complain, you remain in it. And so you have to remember, I have the power to begin to starve my complaining and move into a place of either learning, move into a place of seeing why that's here, and then begin to go through it. I always tell people in life coaching, don't run from your problems. Hit them head on and run in them and then through them. Why? So that way you can be empowered. You can be empowered with education to know why it's even there. See, if something comes into your life and you're not even aware of the fact that it actually has a tool or something for you to gain ground in within your life, guess what? You'll be that same challenge, that same situation will approach you day after day, week after week, month after month. Even if you say, well, you know what, it went away, trust me, it will come back. I'm not being negative. I'm not speaking death over you or anything negative. I'm just telling you, what goes around comes around. If you do not allow yourself to gain wisdom and knowledge from something that enters into your life, it's destined for you to go through it again. Because the idea is, what is it I can empower myself with through this situation, through this obstacle, through the problem I'm dealing with? Because if I complain about it, I'm going to stay in it. So I don't want to complain about it. I want to begin to gain ground, move in, and then through it. That way I can strip it and dismantle it of everything that needs to be taken that I need to be able to empower myself with. And through that, guess what? You learn. You learn through the good, the bad, and the ugly. You gain ground quicker by going through things. The Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thy rod and the staff are with me to comfort me. Here's what the psalmist was talking about. I am not going to just look at this thing and run around it and beg God to take it away from me. I'm just going to go through this thing because I'm stronger. See, you know your strength. You know who you are. Here's the situation. When people don't go through things, it proves to me they do not know who they are. They don't know the energy they possess, the power they have, the weaponry, the tools, whatever it is you want to call it. They prove to me they do not know who they are. A person who says, I know my tools, I know what I can deal with, I know how to handle situations, I'm not perfect at it, but I know myself. The old saying, know thyself, is so true. Know thyself. And when you know yourself, you look at the situation and say, what is there to complain about? It's here in my life, whether I attracted it or not, it's here. And somehow, obviously in my life and subconsciously, I've got some things there that are triggering things that are drawing it into my world. So I always say this, pull from the triggering mentality. Find out why it's there and empower yourself through it. If you've got triggers of something, if something triggers you, if I was to say to some of you, Donald Trump, the truth is, he's got a horrible attitude. You know, and he's not the best in personality wise, but he's the president. And so some people that really triggers hard. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. Some people can't stand him. Some people just, oh my gosh, his attitude is so much not like God, you know? And then some people say, oh, I think he's being used by God. So the truth is it triggers certain people. If I was to say Obama, I know many people who literally cringe and I'm thinking, okay, what's the big deal? Because there's certain things that trigger people. There's certain things that trigger people within them because obviously they're drawing that trigger or that negativity, the attitude into the world. So deal with it. And that's why you go through the valley. And David said, I'm not going to fear about it. Look, I'm not going to fear. I'm going to go through this thing. Maturity says grow up, mature, and go through it. Don't try to bypass it and cry about it and, oh, I want to get around this thing. Just go through, be a man and go through it. Because if I go through it, you'll become a stronger person on the other side, man or woman. You'll become a stronger person on the other side. Why? Because of the fact you've gained momentum, you've gained wisdom and knowledge. And here's the key thing David said. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So he's acknowledging, I'm going through this thing. And then he turns around and he makes this declaration, this affirmation of, and I'm not going to fear. So he's already set into motion how his attitude is going to approach the situation. He's already set into motion, this is how I'm going to do it. This is how we do it. You know, this is how I'm going to feel when I go through the situation. And so he's automatically letting his words and his feelings and go before his actions to let him know, I'm going through this, but as I go through it, I will not fear. And then he turns around and says, why? And most people, you know, they can't even get to the word why. And then some people attack the word why at the very beginning. And yet David really didn't. He sort of put it in the midst of it, in the middle of it. He's like, hey, look, here's the situation. Here's my situation, my problem. I'm going to go through it. And when I go through it, I'm not going to have fear about it. And here's why. Because I know there's a rod and a staff that's been granted to me, and this is going to empower me to go through this journey. I'm going to come out clean, folks. I'm coming out good on top of things. And it empowered him. And if you read his entire story, he was empowered to be king of Israel. And so guess what, folks? You are the same way. And that is you can complain, you can moan, you can, oh my gosh, why am I even going through this? Why is this in my life, God? Well, what does that accomplish and achieve? Absolutely nothing. Like God's going to say, well, because you're a horrible person. No. Or he's going to look at you and say, well, because you're wonderful. Okay, makes no sense, God. So my thing is leave God out. Now, when I say leave God out of the equation, I don't mean leave God out because you need God in your life because God is in all things. But you have to remember what I'm saying here is don't, you know, leave God out of the conversation of why God, why me? Have I been a bad person, a good person? Well, that doesn't accomplish anything. What you realize is, look, it's here. Here's what I always say. Take up full responsibility for your actions. It's time to man up, woman up, be mature and say, somehow I attracted this into my life. And I'm not going to be a baby about it trying to figure out how I did it. It just happens to be here. No big deal. No biggie. It's here. So, you know, whether something triggered it or whether I thought about it subconsciously or something that happened to me years ago, doesn't matter. It's here and I'm going through this thing. As I go through it, I'll be strengthened. I know who I am. I know I'm not going to fear about it, nor am I going to complain about it. Because complaining will just cause me to stifle myself and remain within the valley. So I'm going to go through it, dismantle it, and let this dismantlement become my education, my empowerment. When you dismantle something by complaining about it, you empower yourself more, folks. That's the key thing you have to remember today. So I hope all this was a blessing to you guys. I wanted to be able to share this because I know many of us tend to complain about things a whole lot. You know, and why does this happening? Oh God, to bypass this, and oh, you know, I'm never going to be anything. I'm never get a new job. And you complain and complain, complain. And what happens is that those complaints automatically lead to a place of literally stifling your energy, stifling your anointing, stifling your life. Nothing is worth stifling your life and remaining in the same position you are in right now. You should never be in the same position you are in 3 seconds from now. You just never should. Complaining causes you to remain. So complaint brings remaining. So I want you to remember that today, okay? So thank you again for tuning in. By the way, check this out. My two newest books just came out, and I want to tell you guys about them, okay? And that is Biblical law of attraction for difficult spouses. Biblical law of attraction for difficult spouses. Now, one great thing about this book is it's not even, if you find yourself saying, well, I'm not really married, but I'm dating this person. Doesn't matter. Still applies to you. Well, I'm not married, nor am I dating someone. Doesn't matter. It still applies to you. I put a lot of powerful principles and I'm within the book, and I'm walking people through it in the sense of showing them what to do when you get in a relationship and what not to do in a relationship. And if you want exactly that person that you feel as if that would sweep you off your feet, not some fairy tale land mentality, but someone who will bless you, love you for who you are, and be on the same page with you, guess what? This is your book. Now, the second book I came out with, as far as back-to-back, is prayer. And people have been asking me for years, I know on your revelation and the way you speak, I would love to hear your intake on prayer. I said, well, guess what? Here it is. I spent a lot of time in it, energy, efforts. It's got a lot of revelation in it. So it's called Prayer, Think Without Ceasing. Prayer, Think Without Ceasing. Most people say, well, hold on a minute. Doesn't the Bible say pray without ceasing? Well, guess what? You're going to find where prayer and thinking are synonymous with one another. You will find a lot of powerful revelation while your prayers are not answered. You'll find a lot of powerful revelation what increases the prayer volume to be heard and to be answered quicker. You'll find what prayer really is all about. And so I tackle the other side of prayer because I want you to understand why things are not happening in your life. Why are my prayers not being heard? Well, I'm going to tell you why. So this book will totally rock your world, all right? So if you order them today, I'll be more than happy to autograph them for them. When you order them through our website, through identitynetwork.net, you can easily put in the footnotes, have Jeremy autograph these for me. I'll be more than happy to do it for you. So once again, the first book today is Biblical Law of Attraction for Difficult Spouses. Biblical Law of Attraction for Difficult Spouses. The second book is Prayer. Think Without Ceasing. You can just put in prayer and it should pull it up. But that's the key thing. Or just put my name in, Jeremy Lopez. It'll pull it up automatically and it'll show you all my other books. I have 35 books out right now, guys. Can you believe it? 35. It's crazy. So I'm so honored and thrilled you guys once again decided to join with us today in this amazing podcast. Don't forget, I'd love to set a schedule a life coaching session for you. We can do it on Tuesdays or Thursdays. I'm booked pretty much every week, so I'd love to be able to get you in. I'm going to maybe slide you in one of our time slots we have left. And also, don't forget, I do Facebook Live on every Monday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Central Time. So if you have not liked Facebook's Identity Network page, do it today. That and make sure you're clicking on to get the notifications for when I'm on live. And I want you to be part of this. So you guys have a blessed day today. Do not forget, start creating. Have the right attitude. Know exactly that, you know, am I complaining or am I gaining ground by speaking blessings into my life today? God bless.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.